From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. For our summer reading series this week, we spoke with playwright, screenwriter, and novelist Susan Laurie Parks. Her play, Top Dog, Underdog, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2002. Parks says summertime is for a special kind of reading.
Summer is, to me, a wonderful time when the days are longer and there's more daylight and the weather is warm, the air is warm. It's a wonderful time to think about visiting or revisiting a classic of literature because you have all that daylight.
Park says much of her reading is rereading. Lately, she's returned to an old favorite, German philosopher Eugen Herigel's slender 1953 volume, Zen in the Art of Archery. Parks found her own interests reflected in the book.
For me, it was talking about writing, because for me, you know, writing is not just about writing, but it's actually about becoming more familiar with the great, enormous unconscious, the thing that underlies all things, you know.
Another classic Parks has recently picked up is Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God. She's adapting the novel for a film version.
The woman, Janie, is very strong, yet she's also very caring and loves hard, you know, lives hard and is a real seeker. And the men are cool and wonderful and not perfect, but not gratuitously flawed. They're just, you know, wonderful guys, and I think Hurston really understood people and embraced people.
Parks doesn't just read old favorites. Now on tour for her first novel, Getting Mother's Body, Parks read Unless, the most recent novel by Carol Shields. She appreciates Shields' mastery of her craft.
She understands, I think, from reading her work, she understands how all rivers, you know, lead to the sea. All lines of thought lead to the main line of thought, of the main line of story. And she's subtle, and subtlety is really hard.
Parks' play, Top Dog, Underdog, is the latest in a series that explores African-American themes against the backdrop of American history and literature. Parks says she adores reading plays, though she's concerned that they're not perceived as literature.
We tend to distinguish between writers and playwrights, you know. If you pick up a beautiful coffee table book and it says American writers, you won't find in it Arthur Miller or Tennessee Williams or, you know, some of the great American playwrights, but you'll find all the great American writers. And then we have a separate coffee table book for the playwrights, you know. But I think we're all pretty much doing the same thing.
Writer Susan Laurie Parks. Her novel, Getting Mother's Body, is published by Random House. To learn more about the summer reading series, please visit our website at npr.org.